We're going to talk today about how you can save search time using the command OR and the asterisk command. You have your research project. You have made a list of the words or phrases your authors might have used to talk about your topic. You have chosen the database you want to use. You're ready to start searching. You could do a separate search on each word, but that's a lot of work. There is an easier way. Let's say you're looking for information about tidal waves. You know that they are also called tsunamis. Instead of doing one search on tsunamis and another on tidal waves, we can combine them into one search. Go to the search box for the library catalog, article index, or Google, and type in tidal waves or, that's O-R, tsunamis. The OR command tells the computer that for the purpose of this search, tsunamis and tidal waves are the same thing. The computer will give you everything that it finds containing either of these words. You will get the tsunamis that hit Japan in 2006, as well as tidal waves are a favorite scenario of the action film industry. OR allows you to deal with the fact that an object or an idea can be called different things. But let's say you're looking for volcanic activity. Your authors could use volcano, volcanoes, volcanic, volcanism. You could type in volcano or volcanoes or volcanic or volcanism, but that's a lot of work. This is where the asterisk command can help you. The asterisk tells the computer that you're looking for all words that start with a particular string of letters. So, we would type in Vulcan asterisk, V-O-L-C-A-N asterisk, as a single string of letters, no space between the Vulcan and the asterisk. You will get volcano, singular, volcanoes, plural, volcanic, volcanism, as well as Vulcan, the god of fire and iron. As you see, truncating words using the asterisk can result in some odd hits. But if you're careful about where you truncate a word, you can usually limit this problem. Now, if we think about our first search on tsunamis, we can see that the asterisk command can help us there also. Tidal wave asterisk would give us tidal wave singular as well as tidal waves plural. Tsunami asterisk will give us tsunami singular as well as tsunamis plural. Our search will now look like this. Close your eyes if it'll help you visualize. Okay, tidal wave asterisk or tsunami asterisk. This search will give us tidal waves are a hazard to coastal communities, and the tidal wave hit Java, resulting in unimaginable devastation, as well as the tsunami that resulted from the Great Alaska Earthquake, or coastal communities of Japan suffer from many tsunamis. Make it easy on yourself. Use the OR as well as the asterisk command to combine the words that your authors may use when talking about a topic. Good searching!